Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Blessing is has been already written on it. So
of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and it shall be open. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. He said that it shall be moved. So I want you to know whatever Almighty God, whatever you want God to do for you today, you have tuned in to God to build your faith, to cause you to be stronger, to know that He is God. There is no answer, but He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last, for He is the true and the living God. I proclaim today to you that our God, He has not some power, but He has all power in His hand. And yes, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and above all that we think. We want to thank you today because the Word of God, we're excited about what God is about to do once again on the Breakthrough broadcast. Today we have an exciting topic. Our topic is God Transcendent. And our key verse is, oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. You will find that in KJV, the King James Version, and the NIV Version. It is, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable is judgment and its path beyond tracing out. Our central truth today is God is all present, all knowing, and all powerful. That is something that we all can get excited about. We just want to bless you, want you to know that you have a God that you can count on, a God that is with you. He will never leave you, and He will never forsake you. If that's not comforting, I don't know what is. To know that God is always present, all-knowing God and all-powerful. There is none that we can say today that knows all. None that we can say that has all power in His hand. But today we proclaim and we know that our God has all power in His hand. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast. And Dr. Mary McCoy, your host, I would like to take the opportunity to welcome to the Breakthrough broadcast Ms. Helen Hooper, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Mary Wilson. Today, you are in for to get more and more of God. You're in to get all that God has for you on today. I don't know what your expectations, but come on, let's move above that which you thought that you're going to receive, because God is here for you on today. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And if you're walking, you may be walking through the house, or you just may be sitting in your vehicle, or whatever you may be doing, and maybe you're running around the track. I just don't know. But I know that we can reverence the Almighty God, but it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, we praise Thee, we magnify Your name. We thank You, dear God, for all that You have done, all, God, that You're going to do according to Your word. We thank You, God, that Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And, God, that word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against Thee. Have Your way, God, today. Bless Your people. God, even if they have tuned in to the Breakthrough broadcast, Lord, have Your way in their lives. God, we ask You, God, as they have infirmities in their bodies, Lord, we speak healing, God, even as they listen to this broadcast. Lord, we ask You, God, if they want more of You, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, God, we pray even now that they will receive that on today. Lord, ask the God to cause the rivers of water in the mighty name of Jesus, be in the uttermost part of their soul and spirit. God, that they, God, will be able to speak your word. God, that they'll be able to yearn for more and more of you. God, that the expectation, Father God, of thee, Lord God, is even beyond our comprehension. So, Lord God, move, God, even now. Lord, we do thank you, Lord God, for our panelists. Lord God, continue to bless them. Continue to give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God, to preach the word of God. God, to teach your word with understanding and with clarity. And for this, God, we will continually to bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We have quite a few study topics that we're going to be presenting today. And if you have your Bible, we want you to get ready because the women of God is getting ready to come and they're getting ready to tell you what thus says the Lord. Our first topic today is God is omnipresent. You ought to know that. I know you're rejoicing because you know that God is omnipresent and that he is always here with you. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So we want to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Ms. Helen Hoover. Ms. Hoover.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to the panelists, the broadcast panelists, and to our listeners. And my topic today is God is omnipresent, and I'm going to be coming from a couple of different verses here. The first is going to be 2 Chronicles 6 and 18. Then I'm going to go to Psalms 139, 7 through 10, Jeremiah 23 and 24, and then Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So I'm going to start with 2 Chronicles 6, 18, which says, "But will God in very deed dwell with man on earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which have I built?" And then we're going to go on to Psalms 139, 7 through 10. It says, 7 says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." And then we're going to go over to Jeremiah 23 and 24. It says, "Can any hide himself in secret place that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord." And the last scripture is Matthew 28, 8, 18 through 20, which said, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen. And this, we start in 2 Chronicles. We see here that Solomon has built the temple, and he's completed the temple, and he's dedicating the temple to the Lord, telling him how much he loves him, and he built this temple and reminded him of the promises that he promised his father, which is David. We see here he's completed the work, and he's doing the dedication. So we look at it here, he's actually saying God in verse 18, "And in every deed dwell with man." Will God dwell with man on earth? He's basically saying, he's telling God that you are so huge. We know God is a spirit. We know, if you listened on last week, we were talking about God being a spirit, and he's everywhere. Today we're talking about God is omnipresent, meaning that he is everywhere, that he is present everywhere at the same time. And this we can count on. We know that God is a spirit, and he can go anywhere, and he can go everywhere. It's telling us that there is nowhere that we can hide from him. There is nowhere we can go on the face of this earth that he is not there. He is there for to be our comfort and to be our God. And today we need to just reach out and touch him everywhere that he is, and that is all over the world. And here in Psalms, when David was saying, "Where can I go to get it from your spirit?" meaning he can't go anywhere to get away from God's spirit. He can't go anywhere to get away from God because God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's in He's in hundreds of millions of places at the same time, and that's what we have to understand. Because he is omnipresent, because he is everywhere at the same time, God is there for us. All we have to do is reach out and touch him. He's there for our comfort. He's there for our leadership, our guidance. He is a caring and loving God. He cares about us. It even goes on to say, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. That means that if I die and I ascend into heaven, you greet me with open arms, you're there. But if I go into hell, you are still there. None of us want to go to hell today. None of us are striving to go to hell. All of us are striving to go to heaven. But if we make our beds in hell, God said he is even there. That is a caring God. That is a God that considers everything about us. He knows everything about us. And that's what Psalm 139 is basically talking about. He knows every aspect of us. He knows how we are. He knows our moving. He knows our every being. He knows us from top to bottom. And that's what Psalm 39 is saying. Even if I make my bed in hell, you will be there. How many of us can say that to anybody else except our Almighty God? If we descend in, if we go into hell, that he will be there with us. That's because he cares so much for us. And he does not want us to think that he's a far-off God, because he's not a far-off God. And we can see that his word says that he's not a far-off God, that he is right there with us for everything that we go through. In Jeremiah 23, it says, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? That means that he is right there. You can touch him. You can speak, and he will heal you. He's just not sitting in heaven looking high, sitting high and looking low. He is everywhere. He's everywhere. In Proverbs, it says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. He's watching evil and good. That means he's everywhere. So today we need to know that God is omnipresent. When we say he is omnipresent, we say that means that he is everywhere. There is nowhere that on this face of the earth or the universe, which he created, that you can get away from God. He's everywhere. He sees everything. He hears everything. His eyes go to and forth in the earth. He knows everything about you. So all we need to do is stand still and see the salvation of God. It says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed break begging bread. That means that he is right there for us. He's not far off. He's everywhere. He says that he sits in heaven. The earth is his footstool. Over in Isaiah, it says that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. So if we know that, that means that, you know, he abides, like his word said, in heaven and in earth, everywhere. So our God is an omnipresent God. He's our strong tower. He is just there for us to reach out and touch him. Whatever we need, he is right there. He's not in heaven just looking down at us saying, oh, my prayer's got to go up to heaven. Our God is everywhere. He's our strong tower. He's our mighty God. He is there for us. He is in every crack and every crevice of the universe. He made the universe. So we know that he is everywhere in it. So if we just learn today just to look to him, just to turn everything over to him, because he is there for our comfort. He is there for our leadership. He is there for our God. And when the Lord came and he told his disciples to go into all the earth and preach the gospels and make disciples and send them out, he said, lo, he is with us even until the end of the world. That means that he is with us always, every day, every second of the day. There is never a minute that God is away from us. And when he's close to us, even when we feel that he's far away, that's when he's most near. So we just need to put our faith into action. We just need to pray, and we just need to reach out and touch him again, because he is omnipresent. And again, that means that he is everywhere. He is in every place. There is no place that we can hide from God, no place that we can get away from him. So we need to be living clean and holy in his eyesight. We need to be doing everything he's applied to our hands to do. But he is a loving God, and he is also there for us. He knows our heart, and he knows our mind. When we hurt, he hurts. He is right there, close by. He's omnipresent. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper. Thank God that he is omnipresent. Our God, he is everywhere. There is no hiding place from God. I thank God that God, even when you see him and you think that you're lost, even in a forest, even in a foreign land, yet God is always there. If you are seeing the sitting in the darkness in a city, God is always there. Even when the lights are
out when there's nobody there. It seems like another human being is not there. You got to know that God is there. When it seems like somebody has forsaken you and many have forsaken you, you got to know that God is always there. The speaker says that he is omnipresent. He is everywhere. See, when he's everywhere, you got to acknowledge that he is God, and he is God all by himself. He is, as she said, he's all over the world. He could be, as she said, 100 million places at one time. At one time, could you imagine that? Could you imagine God being everywhere, 100 million places at one time, taking care of the needs of his people, healing bodies, bringing deliverance, causing the lame to walk, in the those that cannot hear to be able to hear. As Lord God, we just thank God because he is everywhere, beholding his people. And she was telling us that there's no place that our God cannot be. And also, we can't even hide from God. Adam and Eve tried to hide themselves that they could not be seen, but God knew where they were, even though he called out their name. Oh, he knew exactly where they were, even no matter how. Even Jonah, we think about Jonah, how he had gone and how he had tried to go a different place. God knew exactly where he was. So there is no hiding place from God. If we're going to do anything, we ought to know that God is in control. If you know God is in control, you know that he is omnipresent, then you want to be in his presence. You know, you want to be there to be holding him and loving him and looking to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, thank God he has all power in his hand. Thank God that he is Jehovah Jireh. Thank God that he is our provider. Thank God that he is everything to us. But we thank God for Ms. Hooper telling us about God. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. That brings comfort to me. That brings comfort to you to know that God is everywhere. So we're going to go and we're going to talk about our next topic, which is God is omnipotent, and we're excited about what our speaker is about to bring to us, because it's revelation from God. It's understanding from God that God has given us, that we can be able to see him even in a greater way. Sometimes we understand things on certain levels. Sometimes you know God will take us to that higher height and that deeper depth in him, and he will give us a greater revelation of even those things that we think that we know. So we're going to go to our next topic, and we're going to welcome Pastor Evangelist Geraldine Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, Dr. McCoy, to the Breakthrough Broadcast and to the panelists. I'm going to be reading Job 28, verses 20 through 24, and the title is God is Omniscient. Job 28, verses 20 through 24, verse 20. Whence then comes wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? 21. Then it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Verse 22. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with thy ears. Verse 23. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Verse 24. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven. Hallelujah. Here we see, and we're talking about God omniscient. And omniscient means that knowing everything. And God is the only one that knows everything, because he is the creator. He is the judge. He is the most high God. And we see here, and what Job is saying, that There is no limited, God is not limited by space. He is unlimited in knowledge and wisdom. And here Job even declared, in other words, the wisdom, the true wisdom and knowledge that were hidden from every living creature here in the book of Job 28. And here God alone held the understanding necessary to solve life's difficult problems and situations. And I look and I hear and I know that, you know, God is omniscient, because no matter what I'm going through, no matter what is taking place, God, he knows exactly how I'm going to handle it. He knows whether or not I'm going to come to him. But that's the reason why he is the sovereign God. And sovereignty means that he knoweth, and he is over everything. He's over everything that he giveth and he allow. He allow us to go through things in our lives, that he's the one that holds the answer. He knows how to bring us through. He knows how to give us help when we're in difficult situations, when we're going through trials and, hallelujah, temptations. God is the one that knows everything, and he is just waiting for us to come to him, to ask him, for direction. And we have to realize that God even knows the number of hairs that's on our head. He knew us before we were even put in our mother's womb. So he knows everything about us. He knows at what point in our life that we're going to come to him, that we're going to trust him, that we're going to be totally confident. He even knows at what part in our life that we will become totally confident and trust in him, that, you know, God, no matter what it looks like, I believe what your words say. I'm trusting in who you are, and I know who you are, and I know that you will never leave me nor forsake me. I know that you will be with me, hallelujah, through, hallelujah, no matter what I might face. And the only thing I have to do is to call out to you and to cry out to you and, hallelujah, and to ask you, because in the book of James it said that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given unto him. So here we see that him being omniscient, you know, that know everything. You know, I can't go to man because man don't know everything about me, only what I tell him. That's just like going to the doctor. The doctor can only go off of when you go there telling him what the pain is and what the symptoms are, and then he makes a diagnosis. But when you go to your Heavenly Father, God, he knows already where the pain is coming from, how you need to be healed, how you need to be delivered, how you need to be set free. And I just, hallelujah, love, and I have true confidence in him, knowing that he knows everything about me and that man doesn't. So, and I give God the glory and the praise, and I just want to encourage the listeners to let them know that put your trust into God. He's the one that knows everything about you. He knows when you're going to come to him wholeheartedly, when you're going to turn, when you're going to repent. He knows everything, and he's just waiting with his hands outstretched, ready to welcome us in and to let us know that he knows everything there is about us. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor. We thank God for what the woman of God has said to us today, that God is omniscient. We thank God that God, he knows everything, not something. You know, some of us are very, very smart. And sometimes we think that we have the key to this situation, that situation, but we can't even touch God. We would never touch him in his wisdom, in his knowledge, in his understanding. We can't touch this. We can't touch it. But what we need to be able to do is to be able to touch God. I believe that the pastor said that we need to know how to trust God. I believe that also she was telling us that God is not limited, he's not limited to space. He's not limited to certain things that we are
limited to his unlimited knowledge and understanding and wisdom. God is unlimited in those areas. There's nothing that is not that he cannot do. It's nothing that he does not know. And as she was telling us about trusting God, I believe the word of God said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So if God knows everything, which he does, then it let us know that we ought to trust him. If we have confidence in him and we say that we have confidence in him, we need to trust him because he is the one that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask of or think. She said that God alone has the understanding necessary to solve life's problems, life's difficulties. And you may think you can do it. You may think a friend can do it. But no, God is the one that has the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and it's unlimited. Yes, he has given man a certain amount of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, which we certainly need, but we have to depend on God. You know, because without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we will fail. Without God, we will not make it. Without God, we cannot be healed. We cannot be delivered. It is God that heals us. It's God that gives us what we need and that supplies all our needs. So I thank God today that we serve a God that is omnipresent, as Ms. Cooper says. I thank God that we serve a God that is omnipotent, as Pastor Jeremy Spencer was telling us. And then we got to go a little bit deeper. Would you like to go deeper today? Would you like to go deeper in the themes of God? I do. So let's go and let's hear what Dr. Sampson, Gladys Sampson, has to say about God is omnipotent. So at this time, we would like to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Dr. Sampson.
Just listening to all of the people of God and discussing our panel, discussing the transcendent of God, amen. And I'm going to be coming from, praise God, Psalms 139, 1 through 6, and Romans 11, 33. And just reading quickly Psalms 139, he said, 1 through 6, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downstanding and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me beside and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Now, when I look, praise God, I looked at our book today talking about the transcendent of our God, amen. I went and I looked, praise God, into a part of my Bible concerning the transcendent. He said, God is transcendent. He is different and independent from his creation. His being and existence are infinitely greater and higher than the created order. He dwells in perfect and pure existence, far above what he has made. He himself is uncreated and exists apart from creation. creation. Transcendence does not entail, however, that God is incapable of dwelling among his people as their God. Hallelujah. Then he said, God is eternal. He is from everlasting to everlasting. There was never a time, either in the past or the future, when God did not or will not exist. He is not bound by human time and is therefore best described as I am. He said God is unchangeable. There is no change in the attributes of God, in his perfection, or in his purpose for humankind. This does not mean, however, that God never alters his temporary purposes in response to the actions of humans. He may, for example, alter his intentions of judgment because of the sincere repentance of sinners. Furthermore, he remains free to respond to the needs of human beings and to the prayers of his people. The scriptures often speak about God as changing his mind as a result of diligent prayers of the righteous. Amen. And we know, praise God, that happened in the book of Jonah. Amen. God was going to destroy that city. Praise God. And he sent Jonah there with a message. Praise the Lord. And when Jonah took that message there, God changed his mind. Amen. We serve in a God that can do that. Amen. But we serve in a God, praise God. Hallelujah. I believe the writer said there's no change in his attributes. And when we look about, praise God, these scriptures from Psalm 139 through 6, he talks about, praise God, his omnipotence and his omnipresent, amen, the characteristics that relate to the care of his people. God is so great. He is so powerful. He is above, praise God, that we are able to understand. And when we look at it, praise God, we know that, praise God, hallelujah, I believe the writer said, for such knowledge is too wonderful for men. It is high. It cannot be attained. Praise God, hallelujah, cannot attain unto it. And he lets us know, praise God, that doing this, praise God, that second verse, he said, I know my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts are far off. Amen. That before we can think it, God already knows it. Hallelujah. And I tell you, praise God, hallelujah, when we look at, praise God, what an awesome God we're serving. What a mighty God, praise God. I tell you, praise God, it's far beyond anything that we can really understand, even with our finite mind, praise God. When we try to wrap ourselves up in God's word, amen, yet, praise God, even the revelation he gives us, praise God, is just, praise God, too much for us to grasp the whole thing. Praise God, because when we look and have such an awesome God, how he created the earth, he created the world, hallelujah. And praise God, and going to Genesis 1 and 1, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2 said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved from the face of the waters, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I looked at, praise God, at this, he talked about, praise God, in that beginning, hallelujah, we know, praise God, that God, amen, when he spoke everything into creation, praise God, he said it indicated that it came out of something that was already there. They see history as occurring forever in cycles. The Bible looks at history in a linear way with a God-given goal. Amen. When this goal that, praise God, hallelujah, that God had in mind, that when he, praise God, looked out and saw that that was a void, amen, hallelujah, God decided that he wanted to create something, hallelujah, of himself, hallelujah, in and of himself, that, praise God, only he could do, praise God, because he would be the source of light. He would be the source of all creation. He was the source of mankind. Amen. And because of who he is, hallelujah, praise God, we cannot understand the greatness of God, even as far as the scientists can go. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever they try to bring out of evolution. But yet, praise God, when they search and search, hallelujah. They find, praise God, hallelujah, that if they continue to search, I heard one scientist say that, praise God, he found God, amen. Praise God, he found God, hallelujah, in his search, amen. And so when we think about God being, hallelujah, transcendent, amen, he is far beyond anything that man will ever be able, praise God, hallelujah, to grasp and fully understand, amen, because his sight and his thoughts are just too high, amen, hallelujah. His doings is just gone too far beyond, amen, anything, great, hallelujah, that scientists can think of, praise God, they can't go far enough, because the more they find, the more they have to go and find, amen, the more they search, the more searching they have to do, because they cannot understand, praise God, this that God has formed and put together, glory to God, and looked out over it, and he said, this is good, amen, praise God, hallelujah, it's far beyond our understanding, hallelujah. That's why, praise God, when man, praise God, is trying to put a grasp or put a hold on God, amen, praise God, man cannot understand, praise God, this God that we are talking about, but God, being who he is, he gave the believers an insight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave us a glimpse, amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Of this great God. Hallelujah. But you must come into the favor of God. You must come in and repent of your sins. Praise God that you can get in out of darkness into the light, that God can reveal some things to you. And even at that, hallelujah, the psalmist said, praise God, hallelujah, it's just too great for our understanding. We just cannot grasp, hallelujah, this. We everything that we can say, everything that we can do, praise God, it's never, hallelujah, praise God, enough, hallelujah, that we can just put our finger on it and say it is this, hallelujah, because God is just so great. God is just so great, hallelujah, praise God, and his, praise going forth, is past our finding out, amen. I just bless the Lord today, amen. I don't care what we say, praise God, hallelujah, it's not going to be enough, but we just have to say to, praise God, to our listening audience today, you just going to have to pray, hallelujah, and repent of your sins, come into the knowledge of truth through the word of God, and even at that, praise God, hallelujah, the writer said, hallelujah, it is so much, I just can't attain it all, amen, but yet and still, God give you that knowledge and that insight that you can walk with him, praise God, and he can reveal things to you that you might be able to help others, praise God, that don't know him. So I thank God for the opportunity today. It's been a blessing, amen, hallelujah, to be able, praise God, to bring such a dynamic word, amen, at this time. And to our panels, amen, we thank God for you, hallelujah, praise God. We are doing all that we can to reveal to a dying world, praise God, hallelujah, that God is all in all, amen. Hallelujah, and I just thank God for Dr. McCoy today and to the panelists and to all those in our audience that are listening. Praise God. We pray the blessings of God upon you. In Jesus' name, back to Dr. McCoy.
We like to thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the word of God is true. It is right. We can hold on to the word. We can have that assurance that he is there, that he won't leave us, he won't forsake us, that he is omnipresent, and he is omnipotent. He knows everything. He's everywhere. And even as the one of God was telling us that he is already, they were so sure, because they had that certain relationship with God. He knew God. He knew, and God knew him. He didn't know God the way God knew him, but he can express his love for God and what he knew that God knew about him. He said, God, you have searched me, and you know me. God, you know me. You know that. You know my down setting. You know, God, my uprising, as the woman of God was telling us today. You understand my thoughts. God, whatever I think, God, you understand that. And we'll be grateful that God understands. And when it's not according to his word, then he corrects us. Then it is not according to his will, then he will let us know that, God, you know my uprising. You know my
down, said, when I sit down, when I get up. God, you know my path. You know everything about me. You know when I lie down. You know when I get up. And you are acquainted with all my ways. And if you see, if David can say that God is acquainted, see, that also let us know that God is acquainted with all us, our ways. He's acquainted with our lying down. He's acquainted with all when we get up. He understands our thoughts. No matter what thought or whatever we're thinking, he knows the very thoughts that we're thinking. He knew it before you even thought of what you were about to say. But I just thank God of the greatness. I am talking about the greatness of God. I'm talking about one that understands everything about us. He knows the tongue. He made the tongue. He made everything within us. And so we're so grateful because we want you to know that we serve a supernatural God, an awesome God, a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Come on, it is so good today because we are talking about the Word of God. The Word of God will bring us out of darkness into this marvelous light. The Word of God will change our disposition. It will change and give us a new tongue. Cause our ears to be able to hear the right thing, to be able to even think the right thing. Our heart can line up with the Word of God because of God's Word. So here, we're getting ready to hear the Word of God. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper in God's Word. And our last topic for today, well, God is omnipotent. And we're going to get ready to hear a word of revelation from God's servant. And we just want you to welcome Pastor Mary Wilson to the Breakthrough Broadcast as God used her today to bring forth light, to bring light, and to bring illumination to our understanding. Yes, we serve an awesome God. Pastor Wilson.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy. God bless all of our listeners on today. I'll be coming from Genesis 1 and 2, Jeremiah 32, 21, 27, Ephesians 3:20, Revelations 19, 1 and 6. My topic is God is omnipotent.
Genesis 1 and 2, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, upon the face of the waters. Jeremiah 32:21-27, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think,
yes,
according to the power that worketh in us. Revelations 19:1, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the God, unto the Lord our God. And 6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
Dr. McCoy, I think, and to our listeners today, I think we have to realize that God has all power. We serve a God who is limitless in his power and authority. It's stated in Genesis, he created everything. He created the heavens, the earth. He created the universe. Not only that, the word declares that he's able to deliver us. And not only that, he has the ability to give us above what we could think, ask, or even imagine. God has all power in him. And I think sometimes our expectation of God is too low. We're asking the Lord for the bottom of the barrel when he's able to give us immeasurably more than we could ever think about it. What we can think, not what we verbalize out of our mouth, but the stuff that we think in our mind. God is and powerful, more powerful than what we could even think or imagine. He has all power. He is omnipotent, meaning everything up under him has to subject to him because he is all powerful. If we truly tap in by faith that God, we serve a God who is limitless with authority, who is limitless with power, how much more will the sons and daughters receive? Knowing that we serve a God who is able to do more than we could ask, think, or even imagine. He has all authority in his hand. If God wants the world to stop today, he has the authority and the power to do so. And we have to realize we're just not his children. We are his sons and daughters. We are joint heirs to the throne. And not only that, the power that reigns in him, he has placed power in us. He told us to have dominion, which meant I'm going to put in you the power that I have to rule, and I'm going to deposit it into man. Now, we have authority and power that we are not using. First, we don't realize by faith the power that God has. And second, we don't realize the power that worketh on the inside of us. If we tap into the authority of God, how much more would we see in the earth realm? We have to understand, even today, with all that's going on, with all the darkness, with all of the witchcraft in the earth realm, we have more power and authority. We're being afraid of stuff that we should be putting up under our feet. We have to realize the enemy knows that his time is near. He knows that we have been given authority to rule in the earth realm, but we have given over our power that was left from the Father, and we're letting things of the enemy control us. We need to tap back into our source and realize we serve a powerful God, and realize the power that worketh in him worketh in us. When he left his son, Jesus, to redeem us, he left us with power and authority, but we've got to realize that God, he just don't have power. He has all power. So when we look at the sun and the sun rises, we better know it's at the command of God. When we look at the moon and the moon rises, it's under the power of God. When we look in the sky, the wind moves at the power of God. We better realize the nature realizes the authority and the power of God. If God speaks of thing into the earth realm, it has to be so. What's wrong with the sons and daughters that we have not realized that we have this same dunamis power working on the inside of us? So we've got to tap into the true power. We're walking around being with no authority. We're trying to cast out demons with no power. We're trying to heal with no power when it's been left unto us. But we've got to realize it ain't in us that we do it. It's only in him that he allows us to work in the authority that's given by him. So we got to realize we ain't serving no wimpy God. We're serving a God who has everything at the command of his voice. He can do anything he wants to do. We can read when Joshua was in battle, all God had to do was say, "Son, stand still," and under the power of his voice, the son had to obey. When he created the heavens and the earth, everything had to come up under subjection because it realizes the authority and the power of God. What's wrong with us that we don't realize when the trees and the animals and the earth realm recognizes the power of God? What's
wrong with the children of God that we have not awakened to the power and authority of God. We have yet to tap into our true levels in God because we don't realize who we serve. When we have a true realization of who God is and the power that he has, then we'll be more authoritative in the earth realm. But we got to first realize who God is and what power he possesses and what he's calling us to do up under the same power. We got to realize what's going on in the earth realm at this hour. God is releasing, and it's like it's hitting the ground because the children of God are not in the posture to receive all that God is releasing because we don't even realize that it is being released at this hour. We're so dumb, we're not even awakened to realize that now is the hour of release, that now is the time that God is moving as never before. We don't realize who we serve, and until we wake up, we'll never, ever get the trueness of who God is and realize the power and authority that we walk in. He has the power to heal. It's no sense to walk around sick when God has the power to heal. It's no sense to walk around bound when he has the authority and power to deliver you. It's no sense to walk around shackled when God has already freed you. It makes no sense to stay bound year after year and month after month when the power of the Almighty has been released in the earth realm to set you free. We got to wake up, people of God, and realize that God has all power. He's able to do anything but fail. He's able to do anything but lie. So we got to realize that God has power and authority to do anything. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank God for power and authority. She says God has power and authority to do anything. Is there anything too hard for God? No, there is not. God is our God. He is the creator. God created everything. She said that our expectation, oh my God, our expectation of God is too low. I believe that, free. I believe that we need to take it to the next level, and then we need to take it to the next level. Our expectation of God. God is more powerful than and he is able to do all things. He is more powerful than anything that we can ask. He said that we are joint heirs to him. Oh, come on. God has given us authority. God has given us power. But are we exercising the power that we have? Are we exercising the authority that we have? She said we need to tap in to what God has given us. Come on. She said that this is a time that even the sun and the moon, the enemy knows that the time is limited. His time is limited. You know, if the sun and the moon if they can rise to the occasion of God, they know the power of God. I mean, if the things around us know the power of God, then we as believers all know the power of God. She was telling us about people are trying to heal without the power of God, trying to bring deliverance without the power of God. But we must remember that God can do all things. It's not in us, but it is in God. I believe David said the word of God in the word of God in Galatians 2:20, I'll say, I crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live yet not I, but as a Christ, life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. I mean, what a powerful word today. We want to thank God for Ms. Helen Hooper, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Williams, and Minister Robertson, as they brought forth the Word of God, as they give illumination to the Word of God. We want you to join in on next Saturday, the following Saturday, so that you too can hear the Word of God. On next Saturday, we're going to be in Gap Builders Women Conference here in Jacksonville, Florida. But come on, tune in. That's mostly every day on Monday, on Wednesday, on Friday, and then on Saturday you can hear the Word of God on this same station. Look for the time. Father God, we just thank you right now for the Word of God. We thank you for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Lord, I see God to set the captives free. I see God to give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding, God, even now. Lord God, in a greater way, God, God, to dwell, Lord God. God, to those that are shackled, God, that they'll be loose, Lord God. God, the minds in the name of Jesus, God, God, receive what they need from you, oh God, today. Those that are oppressed and depressed, God, we come before you even now. God, that they, God, will be able, Father God, to help. Peace that surpasses our understanding. Lord, we ask you, God, to do it even now. Your words say, ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and ye shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be open. You say, God, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said it shall be moved. So, Lord, we ask thee even now, God, to touch out those that in our airway, God, those that hear the word of God today. God, those that want more because they have heard the word of day. God, call them, God, to be ever filled, Lord God. Father, call them to be able to receive what you got even right now. Father, we just thank you, God, for asking, Lord, even though that not saved. Lord, you said, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the asking it shall be given. We ask that, God, you said that we have that faith of the grain, mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. It shall be moved. And God, you said, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, God, you said that we shall be saved. So, God, those that are listening today, those that want to repent of their sin, God, thank God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that want to walk a straight and a narrow path. I see, Lord, forgive them for their sin. God, cast them right now. God, cast them right now and to see a forgiveness and remember them no more. And for this, God, we will bless your name. For this, God, we will praise your name. For this, God, we will lift your name up high. And God, we just thank you, Father God, for what you have done, God, this day on the Breakthrough Broadcast. Please listen to us. Join in us with us the next time as you will hear again the Breakthrough Broadcast as the women of God come giving you what God, what thus says the Word of God for this day and for this hour. May God bless you. May the blessing of God be with you now and forever in Jesus' name.